أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين. In the verse that we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with the aspect of qisas. Qisas, we said, means equal retribution. And the death penalty, where it will be applied and to whom it will be applied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after establishing the rule of qisas, of equal retribution, Allah then explains the benefit and the wisdom of qisas, the death penalty for the one who has committed premeditated murder. Allah says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٍ. Allah says, in qisas, in this death penalty which I have instituted, Allah says, therein lies for you life. There's life for you in qisas. Now you might say that in qisas, a person's life is taken away. But Allah says, in that there is life for you. Why? Because qisas serves as a deterrent. Because of this death penalty that is implemented when the murder is committed or such a crime is committed, then there is life in that. What does that mean? Others will look at the penalty and they will observe the punishment that is carried out against a murderer, and that will then serve as a deterrent. It will prevent many others from committing this crime. Allah says that is why in taking the life of one person, you are saving the lives of another thousand. So there is qisas. And if you study those countries where qisas is applied in today's day and age, look at the statistics. It speaks for itself. The level of murder and the level of this type of a crime in those countries are very low compared to those countries where qisas and the death penalty is not implemented for premeditated murder. So that's why Allah says there is life for you in qisas. Ya ulil albab, Allah says, O people of intellect, only people of understanding will see this. People of deep intellect will understand and realize this. La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may become Allah conscious. Moving on to the laws of wasiyah. Wasiyah is a bequest. A bequest that one makes upon one's demise or prior to one's demise, or we may refer to it as drawing up a will, leaving behind a will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ إِن تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةِ. Allah says, has been, yesterday Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ means has been obligated upon you, has been enjoined upon you, has been ordained upon you. That was qisas. Today Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ, something else has been obligated and enjoined upon you. What is that? إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ, when death approaches one of you, in taraka khair, and he leaves behind some khair. What is khair? Wealth. Another meaning, or another name for wealth. And time and again in the Quran, Allah refers to al-mal, wealth. Allah refers to it as khair. Allah says, when death approaches one of you and he leaves behind some wealth, what has been obligated upon him? Al-wasiyah. Al-wasiyah, to bequeath, to draw up a will. For who? Lil-walidain, for the parents, wal-aqrabin, and for the relatives, bil-ma'roof, justly, observing justice. Now, this verse has been abrogated. The ruling has been abrogated. You know, we spoke about abrogation when we discussed the verse. مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْرِهَا. We spoke about abrogation. We said sometimes the ruling is abrogated, but the verse is still recited. This is one example where the ruling is abrogated, but the verse is still recited. Initially in Islam, there was freedom of testation. What is freedom of testation? You as a person could determine the shares of the heirs. It was left up to you in your will. And that is, Allah speaks of it here. Initially, this was the ruling, that it was obligated upon you, al-wasiyah, to draw up a will. For who? To draw up the shares and to determine the shares for who? Lil-walidain, for the parents, wal-aqrabin, and for your close relatives. It was left up to your decision and your judgment. But that has now been abrogated. Why? Because the fixed shares of the heirs has been predetermined by Allah in Surah An-Nisa. So this law no longer applies. This law no longer applies because the parents' shares has been fixed. It's not up to you to determine it. The relatives, the close relatives, your children and so forth, their shares has been already preordained and determined by Allah. So this verse, the ruling has been abrogated, yet it is recited. Allah says, so wasiyah, to make a bequest, to draw up a will for your parents and for the relatives, has been ordained upon you bil ma'roof, but do so kindly and with justice. Haqqan ala al-muttaqeen. Allah says this is an obligation. It was an obligation upon al-muttaqeen, those who are Allah conscious and Allah fearing. May Allah grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.